It's Saturday the 31st of November. No, it's not. It's the 1st of December. And welcome to the mop-up of Napa Pomo 2012. So yes, that was a successful completion of an iPod Pomo 2012. Would you like to hazard a guess to how many hours of podcast time I recorded clocked up just for an iPod Pomo, not including the Bugcast, in November? Well, to give you an idea, last year, he says, trying to look for the number, last year I clocked up 5 hours, 19 minutes and 3 seconds. This year is a lot less, actually. 4 hours, 10 minutes and 6, which I'm quite happy with, because, I mean, that works out an average of, was it 250 minutes, wasn't it? So let's say 240 into 30. So it's an average of 8 minutes per show, per day, which I'm incredibly happy with. It was a challenge. It really was a challenge for me, because I found myself I didn't find myself struggling for motivation. Motivation wasn't the issue. But it was very much a case of, oh, crap, I've got to do this, because I found myself leaving it too late. Which is always, well, never a good thing. So, for those of you who listened to the podcast live last night, or have had the opportunity to listen to the podcast version, I do apologise. I did say I was going to go into a bit more detail about how the project went and such like, but unfortunately, Gordon and Caroline kind of took up most of the time I was going to use to talk about Napa Pomo with their NaNoWriMo, which I'm perfectly happy with. I'm glad to have had the opportunity to sit down and talk to them both about their project, but it did mean, sadly, that I wasn't able to talk much about mine. So that's what I'm doing now. So yeah, I've had some really good feedback from it. Over certainly the early days of the project, but towards the end I didn't really get much in the way of feedback at all. Now, I don't know whether that's because people weren't listening, or people were just, you know, getting down and digging it. I don't know, but I'm glad I did it. I have no regrets whatsoever. But as I said last time, a few days ago, it's very unlikely I'll be doing Napa Pomo again next year. And again, that's not because I can't do it, because I've proven to myself I can. And that's probably the reason why, is because I've proven that I can do it, that I don't think I'm going to be getting anything else out of it if I try and do it again. And I think that is probably the one thing I'm taking out of this year's Napa Pomo project, is I don't think I've really got much out of this year's. I don't think it's because it's, you know, I'm too good for it, because that's not what it's about at all. I have enjoyed it, but I suppose I'm not seeing the point, if that makes sense, because it's been done. All I'm doing is rehashing it. So it's really down that now to decide what it is I'm going to be doing next. And as I've said before, there are a number of options open to me, which I will give serious thought to over the next few months. And I will let you know. I will post some audio thoughts on the extra blog, thebugcast.org/extra, I think, which I haven't posted much to apart from Napod Pomo for quite some time. So hopefully I'll get to start using that again. So there we have it. Thank you very much indeed for joining me on this podcasting journey. It's very much appreciated, and it has made a difference having you guys along for the ride. Let no one tell you otherwise. I'm going to leave you with a track, an epic, epic track. This is a track that I played last night on the podcast 239. If you want to listen to the whole show and listen to the track I'm about to play you again, thebugcast.org/show/239. It's by a group from California called Mr. Hunter. Now, I've got some notes here and I don't have them open, but they're basically a prog rock outfit. And certainly when I was listening to the track last night, because it was the first time I'd listened to it all the way through, I definitely got shades of Yes, Marillion, Pink Floyd, even Queen to an extent. Certainly in how the song progressed. Now, I don't think that progressive rock is to do with the progression of the song so much. It's a really good track, and I really hope you're going to enjoy it. So thank you very much indeed for joining this journey. And I shall leave you with Mr. Hunter and their track, The Corner. I will definitely be speaking to you soon. See ya.
Been through.